Cyclone Fanatic Radio is on the air. This is the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive. Live from Benchwarmers Sports Bar in Ankeny, here are your hosts, Chris Williams and Brent Bloom.
Hey guys, welcome to Benchwarmers for another Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. It's Taylor Swift night here in Des Moines. A little bit less of a crowd at Benchwarmers because, you know, a lot of our Cyclone Fanatic crew, that's probably where they're at tonight. It's where Brent Bloom is. Actually, he's not. He's in Florida. But we do have Rob Gray, crafty, grizzled veteran, senior writer of Cyclone Fanatic, stepping in for Bloom. How are you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great. I wouldn't miss this for the world, my friend.
It's good to have you here. Are you a Taylor Swift fan?
It's all right.
You are a Chicago Cubs fan. You got your hat
yes,
on. You got your
yes.
ball cap on.
I was a bit, I was very exuberant last night.
What happened after the Cubs won? How did you celebrate?
Well, kids had been put to bed.
Uh-oh. I see where this is going.
We made special arrangements, sleeping arrangements, so I could just have the downstairs totally be a man cave for me for the game. And because their bedrooms are down there. So they kind of camped before school today. Not really camped, but yeah, I celebrated. I had a little bit of adult beverage and enjoyed it.
Of what? What
rum.
Adult beverage?
Rum.
What kind of rum?
This really good dark rum, Mount Gay Eclipse.
It wasn't Captain?
I've had the Captain.
Okay.
A little bit.
I want to see how Rob Gray celebrates.
A little bit too
Cubs
pedestrian for me, and then I tweeted more than usual too, to the point where I kind of said, "Oh boy, it's going to be a seven game. What? What seven games against Cardinals?" And a couple of people correct me.
You're not the only guy who tweets about baseball.
That's true.
We're going to bring on right now Iowa State women's basketball head coach. Of course, you can hear the Cyclones all season long here on 1460 KXNO. Bill Finnelly joins us right now on the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show. Coach, do you have any words? You're a passionate Cardinals fan. I love giving you and your son Billy crap about the Cardinals and my co-host Brent Bloom. It is one of my favorite things to do. So now you've got Rob Gray here, a Cubs fan who's been waiting years for this. What do you have anything to say to Rob, Coach?
Well, they finally get a chance to win some games, and you wait 107 years. I we're used to this. The Cubs fans aren't, so I enjoy. It'll be a great series. It's going to be fun, and the Cubs are a great team. I've been very impressed with what they're doing, and I'm not going to deny I'm a little nervous, but it'll be a fun series, and hopefully the Cardinals can get back to the way they were playing before September, but it's going to be tough.
Well, I agree, Bill, and nice to chat with you again. I think it'll be a great series, and in my fandom, I moved past, you know, so many Cubs fans despise the Cardinals, and I moved past it and just respect them and respect the heck out of them because they always find a way, even when it's supposed to be a bit of a quote-unquote down year, and here they are again atop the best division in baseball. So I'm looking forward to a great series too, and, you know, no animosity toward the Cards for me.
Coach, let me ask you this. We posed this on our radio program yesterday. As a Cardinals fan, who were you rooting for last night? That was a curious question to me. I think that I could see a Cardinals fan going both ways on that.
You know, to be honest with you, I was rooting for the Cubs. I really was. The Pirates scared me with their lineup. You know, Alvarez could be in the Hall of Fame if he played against the Cardinals all the time, and Ramirez always kills the Cardinals. And I don't know. I just think, in knowing that Arrieta had to go last night, so, you know, the Cardinals only see him once. I just felt like, you know, maybe that was our best chance. But, you know, it's hard when you got the three best teams in baseball in the same division, and one of them's out last night and one of them's going to be out of this series. So it'll be a heck of a series, a heck of a battle. It'll be fun to watch. And it's a great story, and I think it's fun for fans in this region to root and support one of the teams. And you know, hopefully it'll be what people want. And on our side, I hope the Cardinals can finish this thing off. And I got the Cardinals in five, so that's
right.
What I'm going to stick with.
Well, Well, Rob, you got a prediction to combat Coach here before we get to his basketball team? Come on. Pick your Cubs.
I've got the Cardinals in 5-2.
Oh, Rob.
I've been a Cubs fan my entire I was born in 1969, okay? The year of the epic collapse, the black cat running out in at Shea Stadium. So this team's a different team, though. Joe Maddon obviously brings a completely different sensibility to it and a toughness and a loose approach as well, so it's going to be great. But I have a hard time picking against the Cardinals in the postseason, so yeah. I hope I'm wrong. I know Bill doesn't know he's wrong.
It's tough to pick against that franchise. I totally agree with it. All right, Coach, you had your big media day festivities today up at Ames. I got to watch it on Cyclones.tv. Everybody is excited about the 2015-2016 season. And the young lady, I think rightfully so, getting a lot of headlines, is Jada Buckley. Iowa Staters love Iowans. I think they take well to every one of your girls, but she has been very popular the last couple of years. And the tone I get from today is she kind of gets to advance her game from being, you know, one of the gals to, you know, it's her show now. Is that accurate? Is that how you're looking at Jada Buckley heading into her junior year?
No, Chris, I would agree. And, you know, Jada's played with an all freshman player. And, you know, last year, unfortunately, got hurt. But, you know, her natural position is point guard. We've played her more at the off guard the last couple of years. And, you know, if we can keep her healthy, you know, I think she's a kid that can have a great career here. She can score. She's athletic. The team has really rallied around her. And I think, you know, with the team that we have, with the lack of experience we have, Jada's going to be very important. And I think she accepts that role. She understands it. And as you said, Chris, she, you know, being from our state, you know, all the kids are important. But I think, you know, we are Iowa State University. And I've said that in the press conference today, that our fans really connect maybe on an extra level with the kids from our state. And I think Jada's one of those people that committed to us at a very young age and has been an Iowa Stater for a long, long time, you know, coming from Mason City. So we're excited to have her back and healthy. And I think if we can keep her healthy, she can have a really, really special year and lead our team when we're going to need some leadership. We're going to need some good things to happen. And I think her skill sets warrant that. And that we're looking forward to seeing what she can do.
And Bill, Rob here, I remember early in her, at the beginning of her career, she had breakthrough games, hit a big shot here. We know her ability to finish when she's on. But I know you wanted her to hunt her shot more. Now, having to be away from the game, obviously, with the injury, and now, as you said, at her more natural position or the position she was accustomed to, will that allow her to maybe play with, do that in rhythm, I guess, a little bit more naturally? Because obviously the ball's going to be in her hands a lot more.
No, you're right, Rob. You know that she's very good with the ball in her hands, and she's got a good, she's got a great ability to get to the basket, create shots. I think with the new rules of, you know, the double bonus and supposedly the game being less physical, you know, it gets her to the free throw line, and you know, she can stretch the defense because she can shoot the three. And you know, I think, you know, sitting out is one of those things that, you know, can be a really good thing or a really bad thing. And I think it was good for her. It, you know, when you have something taken away from you that you love and you've been so good at for so many years, you know, she came back this year ready to go and healthy and excited about the challenge. And, you know, we've had a lot of great point guards here, and we've been very blessed to have a lot of different kids play that position, but they've all been very, very good. It's like playing quarterback, and you need someone that can lead a team and make the plays and accept responsibility. I've told people all along, you know, the best position to play at Iowa State and the worst position might be point guard. So she's ready for it. She's excited about it. And I think with her and Shauna Johnson, we have two kids that can play at a high level in this league, and now we just got to get those other guys to help her and be the kind of players that we need and in the league and with the schedule that we have.
Shauna always amazed me, her ability to rebound. Obviously a very athletic player, but I know immediately she was able to get in there and mix it up on the boards. I know she appeared to be somewhat snubbed maybe by some preseason Big 12 talk. I guess can you touch on her game and maybe she's playing with a bit of a chip on her shoulder as well?
Well, if she's not, I am, Rob. I have great respect for the coaches in our league, but that was ridiculous. You look at her numbers, you know, if you look at the Billy put together a list of all the returning players in our league, and she's the leading rebounder coming back, she's seventh in scoring, and second in defensive rebounds, and first in second in field goal percent. The numbers are ridiculous, and for her not to be on the preseason All Big 12 team was disappointing to me. And you know, her and I had a little discussion about that, and she is motivated. I think that little list that we put together will be in her locker. And you're right, she's a kid that, you know, she's, you know, 5'11" and thin, and but at the end of the day, you know, she sticks her nose in there and gets rebounds and you know, gets double doubles and does a lot of things for our team. And you know, right now she's got a little bit of a knee thing that we're being very cautious with, but she's a kid that loves to play the game. She's very quiet, does it by her actions more than her words. But I think that that slight or snub or whatever you want to say by the preseason team will motivate her even more. And not that she needs it, but, you know, we all sometimes need something extra. But she's a big part of our team. She had two great years so far, but I'm looking forward to seeing her play at a very, very high level. And if she does, she's going to have a lot of great moments for our team. Our fans are going to enjoy watching that.
Coach, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but watching Shauna Johnson the last couple of years kind of reminded me of Melvin Edgem when he first got to Iowa State. You saw a guy who was, you know, pretty raw, but he just had a nose for the basketball. And then every year, Melvin, it seemed, added something to his game. You saw Shauna do that in year number two. That excites me for year three and four. Is that a valid comparison in your mind?
Well, first, Chris, you're never wrong. So that was a good
Oh, thank you.
But no, really, actually, Coach Hoiberg mentioned that to me when he saw Shauna, that, you know, kind of undersized and, you know, doesn't jump the best or not this, you know, just has a nose for the ball, always in the right place, ultra competitive. You know, I'm hoping Shauna has a day like Melvin had against TCU, you know, years ago. I don't know if that'll ever happen to Hilton again, but very similar kind of kid, a kid that, you know, for 4 years is going to impact success. For 4 years, they're going to do a lot of great things. Maybe isn't on the national radar, but a kid that, you know, impacts winning every single day, and a kid that you want to be around. Someone that represents the university, your program in such a positive way. Very, very similar mindset, and you know, raised the right way, you know, brought up to treat people the right way, come to work every day, play hard. And you know, if Shauna ends up being anywhere in the conversation like Melvin, we'll all be very happy.
And Bill, I wanted to ask you also, we know about Jada and Shauna, but who are some of the, I don't know, I don't want to say surprise, maybe some people who are less well known that are going to be looked upon to do big things to get this team you know, back to where it's usually at, contending in the Big 12 and onto the tournament?
Well, Rod, you know, I think it always starts with your seniors. And Kid Blaskowski is a player that, and I said at Media Day today, I don't know that I've ever had a kid, we've ever had a kid that loves wearing the Iowa State uniform more than Kid. She loves it. She embraces everything about Iowa State and the community and the program. So, you know, she's someone that, you know, if she can make shots the way we know she can, she'll be very special. And then, every year you want your – freshman, now sophomores, Emily Durr, Brianna Fernstrom, to be better. And then we're going to play some freshmen. And I think our fans are going to enjoy, you know, Meredith Burkhalls from Des Moines, Roosevelt, Kiki Stark from Minnesota, and Bridget Carlton from Canada. All those kids. And then Claire Ricketts, who was a redshirt who got hurt last year. So seven of our top nine players are sophomores and freshmen. But I think they're the kind of kids that our fans are going to enjoy watching and watching them grow as people and as players. So it's going to start with Shauna, Jada, and Kid, and then from there, hopefully, we can, you know, piece this thing together where we can put the you know, the kind of team on the court that our fans, you know, are used to seeing.
Coach, we always appreciate catching up with you. Best of luck with your Cardinals. I know I give you guys a hard time, but it really is a class organization. It's fun giving you guys crap, and I can't wait to watch the Cubs and the Cardinals go at it, man. It's going to be a good time.
It'll be fun. Rod, thank you. And Chris, congratulations on your show. You, Ross, and Andrew do a great job, and this market needs something like that. So keep it going. Good luck, and we'll look forward to talking to you guys during the season.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Bill.
We appreciate that
very
much.
Thank you.
women's basketball coach Bill Finnelly. He had his media day today up in Ames. Jared Stansberry's done a great job. He just submitted another story, a second story from today. We'll have that up for you later tonight at CycloneFanatic.com. That was a cordial conversation between a Cubs and a Cardinal fan.
Yeah.
I don't know how many of those we're going to be able to get, though.
I have a great deal of respect for Bill. He attends the same church as my parents.
Oh, okay. Well, there you go.
So you know right there. I mean, you know, he's around good people, and he is good.
There you go.
Good guy. And, I mean, look, as you cover sports, your fandom changes.
Correct.
Because you're doing it so much. So I have a hard time. Like, when I was younger, probably up until the age of many fanatics, early 20s, I hated teams that were rivals. I'm a Cubs and a Red Sox fan, so I hated the Cardinals, and I hated the Yankees.
Yeah.
Now I just, you know, it's kind of hard to hold a grudge in a situation that you have no control over.
I just
try to enjoy it.
I find myself having a hard time hating any opposing team other than in the NFL. Mm. Like, I can genuinely say I hate the Green Bay Packers. Being a Viking.
I probably would, but my dad's a Packers fan. That was fun growing up, by the way.
The Packers and the Lions specifically, I hate the Bears less because I have so many friends who are Bears fans, and like,
What made me hate them more.
Okay, see, I have a total weak spot where if I have friends who like are into a team, like I don't. Ross and I were talking about this on our show earlier today. I'm not even a Cubs fan, but I hope the Cubs do well just because I have so many friends. Mm-hmm. The Cardinals, on the other hand, is a little different because those guys like were rubbing it in my face each and every year, so I want them to lose.
Yeah,
it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, like the Finneleys and Bloom, and mm-hmm. I mean, there's just so many Cardinals fans who do that, which is fine.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have a really hard time just, like, blatantly disliking too many teams these days.
Yeah, I'm with you. And even with the Bears then, when I had all these buddies from the Chicago area, it was more of a kind of a faux hatred. It was part of the giving each other crap kind of thing. It wasn't, you know, full-blown. Like, I know plenty of people. I can tell you my dad, who's been a lifelong Red Sox fan and turned 77 recently, he still hates the Yankees.
Yeah.
So
I can see it.
Good. Credit to my dad as a true sports fan.
It's kind of how I feel about the Expos.
I think that's my
Gary favorite
Carter
thing in sports is that the Nationals just folded again.
Yeah. Geez.
The freaking Expos.
They were on the rise. Strasburg.
And, oh, then they're and beating each
guys.
Other up and in the then, dugout at the end of the year.
Papelbon, what in the world?
Oh, man.
As a former Red Sox. You know, that's
it's like
well,
Christmas
that's not a good
morning
for anybody.
It's like Christmas morning for me watching him and Bryce Harper slug in the dugout. Oh.
And all Harper did was say, you know, basically, thanks a lot for plunking a guy. It means I'm going to get hit. That makes Papelbon mad. Something's wrong with Pap.
There's nothing wrong with the job Mark Charter's doing over there at Remax, markcharter.com. You can hear him on the Fawcast. We just recorded the Fawcast. So I'm already on record. I think Iowa State can win on Saturday. Of course, when you're a 12-point underdog, I'm going on a bit of a limb. I understand that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think this is a winnable game for Iowa State. And we'll talk about that later on in the program. I mean, this is a Texas Tech team. For crying out loud, Rob, they gave up like 600-plus yards to Sam Houston State. Iowa State should be able to move the ball against this team.
Yes.
And so Charter, of course, from markcharter.com, he comes on the podcast today. No chance. No chance.
What did he predict? Like 77
yep,
to 24
blowout,
or something?
The Tech is going to roll up on the Clones. But here's what I'll – so this is an endorsement for Mark Charter Real Estate, of course. You know what's good about Mark is he tells it how it is.
Mm-hmm.
He tells you if you think your house is worth 200 grand, it's only worth 180, Mark's going to come in and say, you're not going to sell that thing for 200. Quit wasting your time.
Yep.
That's what I like about him. He's a very blunt but a very trustworthy man.
Yes, yes. And, you know, don't necessarily trust his predictions, but in terms of his prowess as a realtor, I mean, I can attest I have before on the air about – what a great job he did with our house in Urbandale and before as we're moving into Ankeny. So first class all the way and right up front with everything. Gives you the three different levels. You know,
which one did you use?
I think we used the second one, so okay. I could drive that
the truck.
That truck with this big mug on the side of it.
Yeah, the Mark Charter truck. Hey, speaking of doing a great job, our friends at Nebraska Furniture and Clive got a sweet deal of the week coming up, a sweet one, and I can actually like physically endorse this because I own the product. I got a sneak peek at the Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive product, the deal of the week. I actually own it, and it is awesome. I've never been more happy with a television in my life. There's your tease. We got picks coming up next on 1460 KXNO.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000-square-foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
Nebraska Furniture Mart proudly supports CycloneFanatic.com. So let me ask you this. Are you ready to upgrade your game day TV to catch every Cyclone play this season? Nebraska Furniture Mart has you covered. Plus, they shop the competition, so you don't have to. Every day, Nebraska Furniture Mart updates its electronic price tag, so you know you are getting the low price that you deserve. Stop by their store in Clive. It's just one block south of Hickman, down on 94th Street, to see the savings for yourself. Nebraska Furniture Mart in Clive, a proud supporter of CycloneFanatic.com.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on CycloneFanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
You were Romeo, you were throwing pebbles, and my daddy said,
yeah,
stay away from Juliet.
Yeah.
And I was crying on the staircase.
It's Taylor Swift night here in Des Moines. Yeah. Welcome back to the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. It's always presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive, where I'm assuming you guys have some sweet stereo equipment to bump our Taylor Swift.
So play Taylor Swift?
You got daughters.
I have three.
Don't Tim Mullen from Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive,
yeah,
don't look at me with a straight face and tell me you don't know.
Know every word to that song?
Yeah, you know those Taylor Swift songs and you love it.
Know them? Yes. Love it? I could go without.
Because you've heard it so much? Or?
Yeah. It's just nonstop.
So your daughter's just, I mean.
Nonstop. They're finally just growing out of it, actually.
I've
tried to just force feed them my music.
Which is?
You know, love Tom Petty. Big Tom Petty fan. Red Hot Chili Peppers, things like that. I'm feeding them some stuff I grew up on.
Okay, now, Rob, I heard you on the Seniors podcast with Jared that you guys do every week.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't you guys talk this week about how, something about how, like, once you turn a certain age, you just quit listening to new music like people do?
Yeah. It's of course, it's not like anything. It's not absolute. But
it
tends to happen. You've sort of reached a critical it's not that you can't change or don't change. It's not generalizing that way. But when it comes to music, you have decided there's a certain canon or a group that's going to be yours.
Yeah.
And from there, it's really hard to put in new stuff.
Interesting.
I should find this study and cite it.
Have you heard the new George Strait album?
Sorry?
The new George Strait?
I have not.
Didn't he retire?
Isn't it the same as
I just retired from touring.
Isn't it the same as old George Strait?
He still wants to make his money.
He's still, come on. Yeah. The man's still got to make his money.
He's still got a ton of ghostwriters writing number one hits for him.
Nobody can sing it like the king.
No, he's a good guy. Great guy.
All right, Tim Mullen, the Nebraska Furniture Mart deal of the week is a toasty one. I tell you what, I own this product. It is fantastic. I love the Wi-Fi built in. I use it with my Cyclones TV all the time.
Yep.
You can do the rest. You can
it's
a fine one.
What we're going to do this week is I think we got a really solid deal here for all the fanatics out there. We're doing a Samsung 40-inch 1080p LED smart TV, all the bells and whistles. It's a smart TV with full web browser, got the built-in Wi-Fi, has the screen mirroring capabilities for your smartphone, which is nice. So if you hook up through Wi-Fi with your smartphone there, you can actually, whatever's on your phone comes up on your TV.
That's fantastic.
Creates that larger picture for you there. But, you know, MSRP on this unit is $699. We're going to go through starting tomorrow when we open the doors through Into Business Sunday. Limited quantities and while they last, but we're going to do it for
$299. Wow.
For a 40-inch, fully loaded LED HDTV. So, very excited about it.
$299.
Yeah.
I'm putting this on Twitter right now,
It's
a $699 product. You're selling it for $299.
Yeah, we got quite. It is limited quantities, but
limited
we have a
quality.
Good chunk of them. So, come on out and grab it. You know, it's not going to be.
This one won't last.
Yeah, it's an exciting TV. We ran one like this last year, and it flew pretty quick. Very similar to this, ran very quick. And I don't have this year's version, of course. I have a 40-inch Samsung from a couple years ago, but great TV, just beautiful picture. Come on in and see Curtis Bush, our manager over there in Des Moines, and we'll get you taken care of and sell you some great products.
All right. Well, we will fill that one up. Let's fill up picks right now. So what you've got the updated standings,
I
right?
do.
With you, myself, and Brent Bloom.
Yeah. It doesn't get any closer, buddy. It's a dead heat right now. We're in a three-way tie. Three-way tie. Last week, somebody at this table went 7-1.
That was you.
7-1. Yeah. No, three-way tie.
Going to talk though, because I know.
I take it while you can.
I know how this works though, because I could go 1-7 this week pretty easily.
I'd take it while you can.
Give me 3 weeks in a row, and then I'll start talking. But until then. I'm just going to sit back and enjoy my 1 week and not say too much.
You picked them pretty good last week. No, three-way tie. Here we are right here in the few weeks into the season. So,
all right. This week, I think these games are more difficult. I think we got a tough chunk of games this
week.
And it starts with Oklahoma and Texas in the Red River shootout. Now, we took this game at 14.5. That's where Oklahoma was.
Yep.
It's now up to like 17, but we've got it at 14.5. What do you think, Tim?
Yeah, you know, when I saw the half, all I could think of was hearing Bloom. I say this all the time, but he always talks about the hook and the half. But it gave me pause for a minute, and then I remembered we're talking about Texas. And they're falling apart. They're fighting in the locker room. I don't know if you heard about that. There's seniors versus freshmen fighting with each other. And, you know, who's going to be the QB this week? Is someone not playing well enough? They're going to pull this guy. Just I think the way they're rolling right now. And with Oklahoma's throwing offense right now, their passing offense is so legit right now. I just think 14.5, I'm happy taking Oklahoma here.
I am going to take Texas just because I read some stuff earlier today. You're probably smart here with all the clubhouse problems we know going on at Texas. But they're not, especially if it's 17, 14.5 is a little different. I don't think Oklahoma is that much better than Texas just from a pure talent standpoint. It's a neutral field.
No, yeah.
I'm just going to take the points. I know I'm going to regret it because Texas, there's so many problems going on there, Rob. Just something, I don't know, there's something in the back of my mind telling me they can't get killed 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, here's one thing that gave me pause when I think about a team like Texas that is a bad team with a lot of good players. Usually teams like that have those two or three games where whatever's going wrong, whatever is messed up, they coalesce and they put together good performance. That said, I don't think that'll be this week. Even though the Red River Shootout is one of the, and you hope it's not Iowa State week either, obviously. But I mean,
it will be.
They'll play well occasionally. But this game, as Tim said, Baker and Mayfield is going to take them apart. Oklahoma can balance it. You know, they can run the ball too.
Yeah.
Texas's defense has been so bad, and with all the turmoil and.
Well, I feel like 2-3 weeks in a row now, I keep going, this is a game where Texas has to prove something.
Yeah.
This is a game where Texas has. And I just think this opponent right here isn't the game that's going to happen.
They haven't burned me yet. I've gotten every Texas pick right.
Really?
So far.
Yeah.
So I'm the one who's going to be in trouble here. I have a feeling.
Or we are. Because 7-1 last week, and maybe us, buddy.
Well, I'm the one who's stupidly going with Charlie Strong this week. What about Oklahoma State at West Virginia? West Virginia is a 6-point favorite. I'll give you my pick. In Morgantown, I think Oklahoma State has been less than impressive so far. I'll take West Virginia. I'll take West Virginia in a touchdown. I don't think they're going to kill them. I'll take West Virginia.
Yeah, I mean, Oklahoma State, you know, barely gets past K-State. Barely got past a pretty rough Texas team at this point. And I just think all the talk last week was about West Virginia's defense and how scary they were. And I think after what happened to them, I think they got a point to prove in Morgantown this week, and I think West Virginia's defense comes out really strong here. I think West Virginia beats them by 2 touchdowns.
Rob?
Yeah, I'm with you guys. I think the –
That's scary. We all agree.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, don't let it happen.
Especially me. Notice how I'm not gloating that I'm not in last place. I need to get a track record going before I can gloat. But, you know, it's good West Virginia or a bad West Virginia, it seems like. And this has been their MO since they joined the Big 12. Remember when they started off like a house of fire? Here they are. They can't be stopped with, you know, your Austins and so many people, Bailey, all these guys. And then they'd lay an egg 1 week. Now, I'm still not sold on Oklahoma State being that good, and I expect good Mountaineers this week. And, you know, certainly to make it a very, very competitive game and probably win it.
TCU, a 7-point favorite at Kansas State. The Vampire got me last week, Tim. That was
yeah.
the only game I lost.
I went with him.
The damn Vampire got me again. And yep. I'm picking against him again. I'm taking TCU. We are gonna take the Vampire down.
Yeah.
I want TCU in the 7 points. TCU routes the Vampire this weekend. Three touchdowns.
Yeah, I'm with you here. TCU is averaging 50 points a game. And with this spread here, K-State would have to score over 40 points just to keep it within their average. And K-State haven't scored 40 all year. They haven't put up 40 points all year, even in their non-con.
So are you going against the Vampire?
I'm going against the Vampire. But it did bite me last week, too. The Vampire bit me last week, too. But I got TCU.
When are we going to learn, Tim? When are we going to learn?
Well, 7 points, I love TCU here. I just don't see that. I think they take care of it easily.
They're a lot better.
All
team,
right,
Rob.
This is an uh-oh because we.
You going Vampire?
You went Vampire last week, didn't you?
I went Vampire last week,
and
I reaped the dividends.
You did.
But, you know, I can't see. This is one of those games where Case, they just can't match up with them, as Tim said, in scoring. And Kansas State's MO has been holding teams way below what they usually. I don't think they can do that to TCU. So I see a pretty big win of the magnitude that you were discussing.
We've got a big pillow fight going on in Lincoln, Nebraska on Saturday. Wisconsin and the Cornhuskers. I don't have a clue. It's a pick. I don't think Wisconsin. I mean, they're a good team, but they're not like a Wisconsin team that we think of. I don't believe. I will take Nebraska reluctantly just because the game is at home. If Vegas says it's a pick, I'll take the home team.
I know
more about the Big Ten than I do, though, Tim. So you
I don't think I could agree with you more. When I looked at this, I just said I don't know what to think about this. There's a reason it's a pick 'em.
Yeah.
It's a coin toss at best, and I guess a coin toss at home. You know, so Nebraska wins by one. We cover that.
Yep.
I'll take Nebraska to win by at least one here. You know, it's just I think being at home, they both have something to prove, but Nebraska at home, I think they get that offense going a little bit more than Wisconsin can handle.
Now, Rob is a big Tommy Armstrong guy, so what do you think?
Yeah. I'll be the contrarian here. I think I'm picking Wisconsin solely because they can play defense. And Nebraska gave up. They were down huge. I know they made the big comeback against Miami. Miami's a pretty – they're not exactly a world-beating offense.
That's a good pick, Rob. I like your defensive point.
I just think they'll be able to shut them down.
They still
Armstrong
do
or not.
Yeah. Wisconsin's defense is good. Mm-hmm. Like, I as much as I just kind of made fun of Paul Chris, well, for the last 2-3 months, I don't think he's very good. Yeah. But they do have a good defense. So that's interesting. I'm still going to pick the home team, though. Tim and I are going to roll with that. Yep. Miami at Florida State. 9 points for the Seminoles, Tim.
I read an article today, and I'm just going to plagiarize it. But I love a desperate team in an important game. I mean, there's not a hotter seat in college football right now than Al Golden.
Yeah.
There's not. And to me, I think a night game, all eyes on them. I think Miami comes out here and does something. I go with the U here, at least covering that 9 points. Yep.
Got to do the hand gesture.
The U.
Rob.
Covers the nine.
Yeah, he's almost got me willing to go into our file and change my picks. It'll come out on Fanatic because that was a very good point. But I've got, Florida's Everett Golson is yet to hit stride.
I agree.
And, he's got to do it sometime. And this, Miami's an okay team. I know they've sometimes hung around FSU when they were, there was a bigger gulf.
Yeah, this is their game.
How good they were. Yeah.
This is their game they look forward to.
While I respect your analysis, I'm going to stick with my original pick of Florida State. Not by a ton, but enough to cover, a 10 point to 2 touchdown win.
I have Florida State as well. And to be brutally honest with our audience, I don't have a ton of perspective on this game. I watched Miami play Nebraska. I don't feel like I know much about them. I have seen Florida State play a couple times, and I know that they are loaded with blue chip talent, so I guess I'll take them at home. But it's kind of like the Nebraska pick. I'm not crazy about it. Iowa State at Texas Tech. Jeff Woody and I both are picking the Cyclones. You got to pick an upset every once in a while, right? I know they're 11.5-point dogs, but Texas Tech, their defense is not very good. I think they can run the football on this team. I think that the key is going to be the red zone, though. I mean, Iowa State's got to score touchdowns and not settle for field goals against this team, force a couple of turnovers, and it could happen. What do you gentlemen think?
Or just field goal attempts, let alone just field goals. I mean, the red zone has been bad. Sam Richardson mentioned it again when we had availability this week. Now, they did get on a string. In the last game, and that was, encouraging from an offensive standpoint. And I agree that Tech's defense is, we talk about Kansas being an historically bad football team. I think this is – Tech's had some decent defenses in this run, way up and then mediocre over the last few years. But this one, I think just about anybody can score on them. And I like the Cyclones by a field goal, 38-35.
Wow, you're picking Iowa State to win outright as well.
Yeah, we're homers, right?
Yeah. Apparently. Tim, what do you think?
I think Iowa State's finding some confidence in their offense at the right time. I think that last time in Lubbock, ISU was a 2-touchdown underdog, and they covered that.
I
think their offense is a little more confidence in it right now. I think they're in the right spot, 11.5. I don't know if they can go in there and win, but I definitely think ISU can go in there and stick with them and cover.
All right. Well, it'll be a fun game. And, you guys could watch it on your brand-new 40-inch 1080p.
That's right.
Smart TV from Nebraska Furniture, Martin Clive. And while you're in there, you could my wife and I are still enjoying our appliances that we bought last year, the stainless steel.
Yeah, a lot of stuff you can come in.
And we got the, smudge-proof ones, too.
Best thing, if kids, it's a great way to go.
Well, and you got the dog.
Yeah.
The dog nose.
Yeah.
We don't even have to worry about it.
Yeah, come on in and see us. And while you're there, fill in, you can send in the Pick'ems do that too, but you can come on in and just fill out a slip, put your name in the old drawing there to win the tailgater system, the Dish Network tailgater system.
Absolutely.
With the Epson projector and the daylight screen, so that way you can have the ultimate tailgate package.
You guys can do picks with us every week on our forums at CycloneFanatic.com. Thanks, Tim. Yeah. We appreciate your time.
No, happy to be here. Thanks, Chris.
All right.
Thanks, Tim.
It's good to see
you.
Guys.
See you.
Tim and I are both sporting our Braves caps tonight.
It's a lonely world.
We still got to support our team through thick and thin.
Like I said earlier, we did sweep the Cardinals at the end of the season.
We did.
It's our small victory.
Yeah, we'll take it. We'll take it.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we got more. We'll talk football after this on 1460 KXNO.
Hey, guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat-screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, flame-broiled wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny.
Yeah, we've run into a bit of a snag with your home loan.
What?
Yeah, sorry, but we're going to have to delay your closing for a few days, okay?
Not okay at all. The movers are already here and my home is packed in boxes. Are you kidding me?
Don't let a stressful and delayed closing take the joy out of your next home purchase. At Lincoln Savings Bank, they put their money where their mouth is, providing local approvals and the extensive home loan products that fit your needs. Best of all, the mortgage professionals at LSB are there for you when you need them most. Lincoln Savings Bank is dedicated to providing the service and value you need for your purchase loans. So don't let... ruin your day. Visit one of LSB's convenient locations in Clive, Ankeny, and Adel today, or check out their loan closing guarantee at mylsb.com/guarantee. Lincoln Savings Bank. The right people, the right process. Period. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Visit Phillips Floors at their huge new 10,000 square foot Ankeny showroom located at 6263 Northeast Industry Drive, just a couple of minutes west of I-35 on the Corporate Woods exit, or just a few minutes north of I-80 on the Northeast 14th Street exit. Or visit us on the web at www.phillipsfloors.com. Phillips Floors, we stand behind what you stand on.
One thing's for sure, if you're listening to this program, we can probably agree that we're all Iowa State fans. But what about pro sports? Who's your favorite NFL team, NBA team, baseball, hockey? Whatever it is, you'll find that team's flag at Heartland Flag Poles and Flags. Every team, every sport, every flag, almost. Shop for yourself online, heartlandflags.com. It's an easy-to-search for the flag you want website. Click the banner ad on cyclonefanatic.com to go straight to the Iowa State merchandise. Or search for the flag you want, heartlandflags.com.
Every growing season presents new challenges. That's why AgriGold has developed one of the most diverse genetic lineups in the industry. We categorize our hybrids into families, each with its own genetic characteristics and environmental tolerances. This gives AgriGold farmers a simple way to diversify their genetics and manage risk, ensuring they'll be rewarded come harvest no matter what the season throws at them. When it comes to higher yields, no one knows corn like we do. For more information, visit AgriGold.com. At AgriGold, we know corn.
Hey, it's T Swift night here on Fanatics. T Swizzle! Dude, the folks here at Benchwarmers love Taylor Swift. And if there weren't so many sports on tonight, we'd probably be having a Taylor Swift dance party back here during the Cyclone Fanatic radio show. That, of course, is always presented by Nebraska Furniture Mart and Clive. Dr. Buck from the McFarland Clinic. I've known Dr. Buck for a while. And I've heard Dr. Warmies told me that you guys, you know, when you're doing like a after a big surgery and you guys want to celebrate like successful surgery at the McFarland Clinic, you guys will, you know, listen to some Taylor Swift and get rid of some stress. Is this correct, Dr. Buck?
If that's what Dr. Warmy says, that's what we do.
So you're calling Dr. Wormy a liar, or are you calling me one? I'm just getting this straight.
That might not be my first choice, but we do have music in the operating room. But yeah, at the end of the case, when the tense part's done, we'll crank up the tunes as we're closing, and we'll have a good time.
Nice. Okay, so interesting. So when the doctors of the Iowa State Cyclones are closing up on a patient, just completed a successful surgery at the McFarland Clinic up there at Ames, what kind of music do we have going on in the operating room?
Well, that'd be interesting. I think Dr. Warmy probably prefers some more headbanging type of music.
Quiet, right?
Classic rock would be what I'd be playing. And I'm pretty sure that's what Dr. Greenwald, and of the three of us, Dr. Greenwald likes the volume the highest.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Dr. Greenwald, I wouldn't have guessed that. I would guess that, yeah, Warmy with the headbanging, that makes some sense. All right, Dr. Buck, you travel all over the country with the Cyclones, treating the Cyclones. Let me ask you a question that the fans would love to know. What's your favorite Big 12 road trip? Because you got Lubbock coming up this week, and my guess is you're not going to say Lubbock, Texas, but I'm curious, what's the best road trip in the Big 12?
Well, I am heading to Lubbock tomorrow, so I don't want to diss on Lubbock, and I've got some good friends down there, but that's not my favorite. My favorite in the old conference, of course, is University of Colorado, because I worked at North Pedestal Boulder for 7 years. But,
okay.
Of course, CU's out of that. So I'd have to say my favorite place is Norman, Oklahoma.
Interesting. What about Norman? I guess would anybody would probably say Austin. What do you like about Norman?
Oh, I just like the people there. You know, the doctors there are a lot of fun to deal with, and the town's, just a great college town and fun campus. But Austin is right up there as well. That's a fun place. I'd have to say Norman and the Oklahoma City area be my favorite.
That's good stuff right there. I'm looking forward to I'm going to take my first trip down to Austin with the women's basketball team coming up this year to do a little play-by-play with them. So I've never been to Austin. That's one that I'm kind of intrigued by. I have been to Norman. It is a very cool town. I appreciate Norman, Oklahoma as well. Hey, Dr. Buck, we appreciate your time as always. The same doctors who work on the Cyclones, you can get an appointment with them up at the McFarland Clinic in Ames. Dr. Buck, have a great night, okay?
I will. Have a good trip. Let's hope for victory in Lubbock. See ya.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Dr. Buck there from the McFarland Clinic. Hey, new thing going on here at Benchwarmers. It's where we do our show each and every Thursday night. If you text P374, again, this is what you need to text, P374. Text it to the number 36,000, 36 and then three zeros. You will get a text from Benchwarmers about specials, everything that's going on here. You know, one of those coupon deals where you get it and then you show it to them and you get 20% off of this, 10% off of that. Text P374 to 36000. We'll be back. We'll talk with Glenn Waterhouse. We'll break down Iowa State, Texas Tech after this on 1460 KXNO. Hey, guys. CycloneFanatic.com is proudly sponsored by our friends at Nebraska Furniture Mart. And let me tell you, that store in Clive has everything you need to create the kitchen of your dreams. They've got top-rated appliances, flooring, and coming soon, even cabinets. There you will find everything you're looking for. More than 100 options of refrigerators, ranges, and also dishwashers. They carry the brands you trust with all of the features and colors to perfectly complete that kitchen of your dreams. It's all in one store, Nebraska Furniture Mart, just one block south of Hickman on 94th Street.
Don't let an injury keep you out of the game. Trust the McFarland Orthopedic Surgeons and Sports Medicine Professionals who care for area high school and collegiate athletes. McFarland Clinic physicians Buck, Greenwald, and Warmy are board certified and fellowship trained in providing the latest surgical and rehab treatment for sports-related injuries. Call 515-239-4475 for more information.
Cyclone Fanatics, the job world is a competitive place, and at all times you need to dress for success. This is exactly why you should stop into Mr. B Clothing down at 1995 Northwest 86th Street in Clive and see my buddy Tim Sitzman. Now, Mr. B Clothing is a longtime supporter of CycloneFanatic.com, but is also unmatched when it comes to the men's clothing game in Des Moines. The Mr. B staff is friendly, fun, they're very knowledgeable, and trust me, these guys will get you looking good for that next job interview, wedding, or just your everyday wardrobe. When you stop into Mr. B Clothing, be sure to tell them thank you for supporting CycloneFanatic.com.
There are three numbers Gershman Mortgage wants you to know. One, your credit score. The higher the score, the better your credit. The better your credit, the lower your loan interest, the more money you save. Two, what is the percentage rate of your current mortgage? Getting a lower mortgage rate, even 0.5%, can save you tens of thousands of dollars. Three, your wife's birthday, forget that, and the other two numbers become insignificant. Oh, and here's one more number, 330-2930, Gershman Mortgage. When buying a home, get educated, not sold. Give us a call.
Hey guys, it's Ken from Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ankeny. Not your average sports bar. In fact, you may be a bit thunderstruck. 29 flat screen TVs to enjoy your game. The best selection of craft beer from Thunderhead Brewing, Confluence, and New American Brewing. The best game day food like Thunder Pies, Flame Broiled Wings, Thunder Balls. Hey, can we cut back a bit on the thunder?
It's going to happen every time you say thunder.
In that case, thunder, thunder, thunder! Thunderhead Sports Bar and Grill in Ames. Got nothing in my brain.
Man, that Taylor Swift concert, it's 10 till 7. They're about ready to blow the roof off of the Wells Fargo Arena. I'm not kidding you, Rob. There were a dozen Taylor Swift semis sitting outside of it. And just her beautiful face all over them.
Were you, did you stop? Or you
had
in
I
awe
had more
briefly?
Time, okay. I would have gotten out and taken a selfie in front of one.
Yeah,
I didn't have time.
My daughter loves that one. Shake It.
Shake It All. Yeah. Shake It All.
Or did love it. You know, it's.
Let's just take like 20 seconds here and enjoy it.
It's a little passe now. But...
Hey. I feel like there's a lot of haters out there who don't want to give the Cyclones a chance against Texas Tech. I do, and I know that Glenn Waterhouse from Glenn Waterhouse Insurance down over there at State Farm in Johnston, he's a bright football mind. He's a former Cyclone, does some coaching. You giving him a chance?
I am giving him a chance. You know, Chris, I was sitting there looking at the game. I was thinking, after four games and playing two top 25 teams, when can we say Iowa State's had a 21st-ranked defense? And I think that's going to give us a chance.
I think that's interesting you went defense. Because I think the obvious place to go here is you look at it's an offensive game when you play the air raid. I do, with some injuries on Texas Tech, and it doesn't sound like all three of those receivers will be out now. I think they're going to be without two. I think Iowa State can get some turnovers against this team. That's what I think it comes down to. Like, everybody's like, can't outscore Texas Tech. No, I don't think they're going to outscore them if they win. I think if Iowa State wins, it's based off of ball control and taking advantage of some opportunities on defense.
I would agree. We've only had two interceptions all year, so we've got to get some picks, force some fumbles maybe, but and like you said, extend the game. I mean, not extend the game, but run the clock off with our running attack.
Well, Mike Warren, Rob, I tell you what, that's where it starts.
Yeah, and over 100, two in a row. I think he could become the first since Alexander Robinson in 2010 to do it three times in a row. And that Tech defense is so porous. 277 yards a game they give up. I mean, it does lend itself to, you would think, being able to run the ball very well again. And the ball control that you mentioned, I was going to mention the same thing about the takeaways. They're so low. Again, they're not turning it over at a high rate, the Cyclones, but they've been, the last few seasons, just it's been like pulling teeth to get a takeaway. So, yeah, get that going. I still think it will be a fairly high-scoring game simply because of how potent Tech's offense is. But, hey, some of Wally's best defenses was when he held a team that averaged 50 points to 31 or 35 or 28. And there's a track record there with Tech, too. That team was high-flying when they went down there and beat them 41-7 in 2011. So, different staffs and all that. But I think the way it sets up well for, as Glenn said, at least for the Cyclones to be in the game and have a chance to win it.
Glenn, you made an interesting comment right before we brought you onto the program here. Just about the way Iowa State, we think they need a coach in this football game. Like, if it's fourth and one on the Tech 40, go for it. If you know what I mean, not settling for field goals in the red zone. Could you elaborate on that? Because I thought it was that's an interesting point going into Saturday.
Well, I don't think we're good enough just to step back and play everything conservative. I like, when you look at Paul Rhodes early in his career, he was going for things, rolling the dice, and I think you just got to go out, play to win. In those short, on a fourth and one, go for it. Man, we don't have nothing to lose. So we've got to play aggressive the whole time and play within. We can't have Sam Richardson trying to carry crazy passes downfield. We've got to run the ball, just be consistent and hit our receivers over the middle, get Lazard, some of those guys, a lot of touches.
Rob, I think they will. I think we've seen the offense inch and inch and inch towards where Glenn wants them to be. I think we saw, despite the loss, we saw a positive step forward at Toledo. And I take more from Toledo than I do Kansas because Kansas was so bad. Mm-hmm. Toledo's not a bad defense. It's a pretty good defense that Iowa State was able to do that against. I think they built on it last week. There's a lot of coaching that they could do with that tape last week despite the 25-point victory. I don't know, man. It just feels like a progression. Iowa State's never going to be Baylor on offense. And if you're expecting that out there, you're not realistic. But, man, if they could consistently run the ball and have that identity against – Because let's face it, sure, you're playing three of the top offenses in college football the next 3 weeks. Three pretty bad defenses, too. I mean, TCU is better now. They're getting some guys back, and Gary Patterson's an elite defensive mind. Mm-hmm. But they're still down six starters from the beginning of the year. And Baylor's not that good on defense. So, I mean, I think if they can run the ball 3 weeks in a row, despite who you're playing, I don't think that's a fluke. I mean, to me, that's an identity for your offense.
No, I agree with that. And one of the great things I noticed in the Kansas game, yeah, you see it every now and then, but to see the play action work for Iowa State's offense, which it seems like you'd go, that would happen once or twice a season the last few years. And obviously so many opportunities over the middle, particularly on that last drive, the two-minute drill drive in the second quarter, you know, before halftime. It was a thing of beauty, the way that that was able to develop, and it all stemmed from the offensive line doing its job and Mike Warren showing the vision and the quickness that he possesses. And I think, yeah, if that continues, nobody goes down on the line. You know, you can't plot for things like injuries, but, I mean, the way they've progressed and as Warren keeps progressing, I think, it sets up well to put up big numbers, at least yardage-wise, and then it's about finishing with the touchdowns, as you talked about.
You've worked with special teams before. What's wrong with Iowa State's kicker, Glenn?
Not enough hang time. We're not getting deep enough.
Gotta it's just flat. Be mental, though, isn't it? Because we've seen him kick before.
Yeah, he's got it in him. But he's not getting a lot of hang time, and those guys don't have a lot of time to get down there and run underneath that kick. And they're just like line drive shots sporadically.
Oh, okay, so you're talking about kickoffs.
That's what I was talking about.
Okay, I'm looking to do it as field goals as well. I mean, he just seems – I love Colton Etten, and I want him to turn it around because we know he can do it.
I know he can do it.
I just
got to get that confidence.
That's all it is, huh? It's so hard for somebody like me to sit here and analyze a kicker because, I mean, you know what I mean? I've never done it before.
Well, you miss a kick, man, you got to be resilient. And not every kicker has that resilience where they can bounce back, and I hope he can pull it out. But here's what I think, Chris, is about this game. Texas Tech has just came off three big games.
Yep.
All right? They're a 500. Their coach is 500. He's 15-15. All right? We went down there in 2011, beat them 41-7. There's a thing about when you're as a player, you know there's teams that you're probably going to have a chance to always win against. So we always think we can beat Kansas. There's going to be those middle teams that you can always challenge against. There's going to be like a Texas Tech.
Yep.
And there's going to be the elite. And coming off a three-point loss last year, I think Iowa State probably going to be the game that they have a chance emotionally to come back in on a little bit of a rise and uptick to come get. Where if you go on flipping out with Texas Tech, they've had three big games where they've came off two losses. Who knows how they're handling this emotionally? And they're probably looking already ahead two games toward Oklahoma.
Rob, did you hear the Cliff Kingsbury press conference when the Lubbock reporter says to Cliff Kingsbury, well, most people in town are already counting this as a win. How do you keep your players from doing that? It was something along the lines of that. And it echoes Glenn's point. I mean, I think there are a lot of people in Lubbock who have already penciled in a win against Iowa State.
Yeah, I think so. And it's probably, you know, Kingsbury cringe is that type of talk comes out. Because no coach likes to, you know, look, even Vegas looks at this game and doesn't say, you know, okay, so Tech's at home. How much do they give them for home field? 3 points, 4 points? I think they're a touchdown better than Iowa State, roughly. I mean, that's, you know, they can't have that type of mentality. If some of the players do, this could come closer to mirroring the type of game that, because 2011 was completely out of the blue. I remember it was an important put-up game for Iowa State. It established the defense. And, again, this is, I think we can all agree, by far the most explosive offense they'll have faced yet this season. So it is kind of a big test for what the defense has, you know, shown. You know, can it stand up against that type of offense? But it sets up, if any of them are overconfident, that's when you get bit like they got bit 41-7 with Jared Barnett, and the wheels just come off and they never, you know, never able to reassemble them.
It's good stuff, gentlemen. I think it's a little concerning to me that we all think Iowa State will win. Usually that doesn't end up well. I think it's a combination of two things. One, I don't think Iowa State's as bad as a lot of people believe.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you really watched them closely, there's more talent there. I think anybody, any objective person could say that. And I do think that Texas Tech is probably not as good as they looked on that one national spotlight game against TCU.
Yes.
So we'll see. Glenn, thank you, man. We appreciate it.
It's been great.
Thanks.
Go and give him a shout-out, glennwaterhouse.com. That's where we get our life insurance from Glenn Waterhouse, former Cyclone. Go ahead and talk clones with him, and he can teach you a thing or two about insurance as well. For Rob Gray, I'm Chris Williams signing off here from Benchwarmers, the Cyclone Fanatic Radio Show, courtesy of Nebraska Furniture Mart, Inc. Live. Later, guys.